All right, all the diehards, we made it. We made it to the last session, Ethics for Patent Practitioners by David Rissick. For those of you who have not been here before, is there anything specific you want me to point out about your background? You're so well known. Okay. Well, he's an elected member of the American Law Institute in 2016, a fellow of the AIPLA, and a fellow of the ABA. And he's a registered mediator. That's pretty cool. All right, in the interest of time, I'm going to let David take it away.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I want to begin with a plea, and that is, please don't follow the advice I'm going to give you. Don't. My daughter is getting a PhD at NYU. She's got 5 years still to go, and I've got to pay for that. And so what I'm going to do today is give you ideas that will reduce liability, which means you won't have to hire me as an expert or as your lawyer in front of the OED. So please do not follow the advice I'm going to give for you. What I'm going to do today is talk about really the issues that you can address either in an engagement letter or similar documents to reduce risk. And before I do that, there were a couple things. I got here late yesterday, but I was here for... So I wasn't here for the OED panel or speech. The one thing, I represent people in front of the OED. I've been an expert in matters in front of the OED. I filed grievances with the OED. They take a very expansive view of what practice before the office is. So if you are engaged in any kind of collaborative effort with people in your firm, for example, you're trying to settle something, and you've got documents that might be going to the office as a result, and they might have tax advice or something, be really careful, because they take an extraordinarily aggressive view of what is practiced before the office. That was my only observation about that. With respect to the discussion about AI this morning, and a couple times at least, there's an article I wrote, good Lord, 7 years ago, and I double-checked right now. If you search augmented and Rissick, it'll come up as like the second hit. It actually goes through the kinds of things you want to look for in terms of service to make sure that the service that you're going to be using is ethical or not. And it's kind of remarkable. When I went through it real quickly a little while ago, and it's still pretty pertinent. And it's based on a set of terms of service that someone had designed for a web page back then that would help draft patent applications. So anyway, there you go with that. So let me make sure I don't screw this up. There we go. We're going to be talking about how to reduce risks through writings. And really what it is trying to reduce uncertainty about conflicts of interest. And there's two big buckets of things I'm going to talk about. One is uncertain client identity. If you leave client identity uncertain, it creates risks, and I'll talk about what those risks are. Some of them I think are obvious, others not so much. I'm going to go through kind of a little rolling hypothetical. If you have startup, a bunch of individuals come to you and they want to create an entity. Who is your client? What are the choices? How do you deal with that circumstance? Who is or who might be your client if you're representing a corporation and they have affiliates or subsidiaries and parents and all that? And what can you do to reduce the uncertainty? The next one is pretty short because it's less of a problem now, but it still is one. With respect to inventors, when they think that you are representing them, even though you think you are only representing the company that employs them. And there's a case from Texas last year that had really a wonderful form that the lawyers used, and I'll show you that as we go along. And then finally, there's what happens if you obtain a patent for somebody and then they sell it to somebody else, asset transfers. Who is your client under those circumstances? And when we do that, we'll talk a little bit more about that affiliate issue. That issue, that last one, involves a recent case that I was an expert in, and it was just a joy because it had about every issue you could ever want in one little case, and so I'll talk about that. I looked at the briefcase thing. The paper that I intended to send about a month ago, I didn't send, so if Madison is listening and will remind me, I'll make sure it gets into your briefcase so you have it, because all of this is talked about in the paper. The second part of this reducing conflicts is uncertainty when a representation ends.